Residents in the inner city Melbourne suburb of North Richmond have given their support to a coroner's recommendation to trial a medically supervised injecting centre. In the past 12 months, 34 people have died in that suburb of heroin-related overdoses out of a total of 172 deaths for the entire state. Our reporter Claire Slattery caught up with residents in Richmond to gauge their views.
Well, that's a syringe cover, so if somebody's opened it up, like if you... I'm not going to touch it in case there's something in there, but that's where you get your, the syringe is in that.
So how often would you see them in the street?
How often? Oh, well, how many in the street?
How many?
Well, 20, 30.
Everywhere Judy Ryan looks, she sees evidence of heroin use.
So here's the toilet block. So this is the unofficial safe injecting room, Claire. And people go in here, look at it. I mean, really? You fit three or four people in there injecting together. It's horrendous. There's ambulances here all the time. In the morning is really bad in the morning.
Have you told the council about it?
Oh, they know. They know. Everybody knows.
The North Richmond resident is desperate to see change for her community and the people who shoot up in her back alley.
So this is Smack Alley. The last 3 years... It's been shocking. Just more deaths, whether there's different heroin dealers on the street. I mean, we try and work out who's who at the zoo here. This is Lennox Street and then Elizabeth Street, Victoria Street down to Hoddle Street, and that's called the heroin rectangle in there. And that's where the young woman who the coroner reported on, she died in that area.
Judy Ryan and others living in the Victoria Street precinct have formed a group to push for a trial of a safe injecting room in their suburb. The group is celebrating because now a state coroner has backed their calls. Margot Foster has lived in the area for 25 years.
This is a huge amount of pressure now on a government that's been resistant to the obvious solution for many years. And I think that having the coroner take this stand and accept the fact that it's a no-brainer. It works. It's proven to work in Sydney. It can work here.
The coroner's finding was a result of an inquest into the death of a 34-year-old mother of two who overdosed in a fast food restaurant toilet at the edge of the heroin rectangle. The coroner, Jackie Hawkins, heard that the problem is getting worse. 70,000 needles are now distributed per month by the local community health centre. Margot Foster.
I don't want to pick up bodies off the street. I don't want to step round them, and I don't want to have to ring and report people in a state of distress. And equally, I don't want to see people with a needle in their groin, people in my garden, people using my taps, and I don't want to be picking up syringes.
Medical and welfare groups, local businesses, the council and even a former Victorian Premier all support the injecting room trial. In a statement, the state government says it has no plans for one, but will carefully consider the coroner's recommendations. Margot Foster says it should be a no-brainer.
There's 30 people dying a year here. What's happening? Nothing. Nothing for 20 years. Something's got to be done.
That's Richmond resident Margot Foster ending Claire Slattery's report.